All right, we're going to be discussing now the next part of the davening, which is the reciting of the Shir Shel Yom. It's brought down that Omrim Kodim L'chein Hayom Yom Ploni B'Shabbos, even though, as the Gemara discusses in Tamid, the various paragraphs that are said on specific days and the reasons why it's done in that fashion, person should begin without even beginning the paragraph. You should start off by saying that today is Tuesday. Today is Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. It's Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos. What's the whole Indian of that? It's not part of Tehillim, so why do we have to say it? It says, Ki b'zeh mikayom in mitzvah saseh. When a person mentions this sentence, Hayom Yom, Rishon B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, whatever it is, you actually are fulfilling a mitzvah, a positive mitzvah. Now what does that mitzvah saseh? Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. The mitzvah of Zochres Yom HaShabbos on the surface sounds like that you're supposed to remember Shabbos on Shabbos. The truth is, any time a person acknowledges that Shabbos, any day of the week, that's your b'mikayim that mitzvah. Shenizkaru b'chol yimos ha-shvua. That every single day of the week, by reciting what day it is, in corresponding to Shabbos, of that particular day of the week, you're mekayim this mitzvah of Zochres Yom HaShabbos. V'zechur also tamid yizkor ma'aseh breishis b'chol eis, v'noda b'chol eis sheyesh l'olam bari. Quoting the words of the Ramban in Parshas Yisro, that it's not just you're mentioning what day of the week it is, but by constantly remembering Shabbos, you're remembering ma'aseh breishis, the creation of what happened on each day leading up to Shabbos, and therefore also acknowledging that there yesh olam bari, that there is a creator in this world. The nusach harashash hayolomer hayom yom ploni b'Shabbos kodesh. He would actually add the word Shabbos kodesh. Kamoche nohagin medaktikim v'anchi ma'isa. There, those people that were very particular that even before they would recite the Shir Shel Yom, lomer kodem lachem hareini rotz l'kayim mitzvahs zochres yom Shabbos akadsho hayom yom. They would actually add a sentence to say, "I'm about like hini muchen mekayim. I'm about to fulfill this mitzvah I say of zochres yom Shabbos." So this way, a person places it in their mind. It's actually brought down in the Shalos and Tshuvos of Rondos and the Arivos Ephraim. Brings down that there are many gedolim that were nohig to do such.
And that's why in Hebrew there are no names of the days of the week; it's only by number.
To acknowledge that it's connecting to right. To Shabbos. Very good.
And that's why we say without the yom. But that way, it's really how many days in Shabbos. And if you say yom,
right.
It means Monday or Tuesday.
Right. So that's the Indian of very good. That's the Indian of why we connect the Shir Shel Yom to we begin by saying this. Now there's actually a Shiloh brought down the Chiddush Chassam Sofer with regard to Yom Tov. Yom Tov it's not so clear. In the Gemara he says is a Muchach the Lo Amru Hashir Shel Chol, that on Yom Tov, which falls on a weekday, Gemara doesn't really imply that they would recite. The Levim would not recite the that which we do during the week. He says it's not so clear that that's the case. We know that nonetheless, that's not what we do. What we do is we, even though it's Yom Tov, and maybe that's not necessarily what was done by the Levim, according to the Chiddush Chassam Sofer, he still says a person should mention the same shir that's done on a typical weekday. But he says, Mikol Makom, interesting, he says, in that case, on Yom Tov, Ein Lomer Hayom Yom Ploni. Then is the only time, according to the Chassam Sofer, you should not mention that today is Yom Yom Ploni, She'omrim B'Beis HaMikdash. Because he feels that that may not necessarily be the case, that it wasn't necessarily said in the Beis HaMikdash. But nonetheless, this is what we can still say, the paragraph there afterwards. Now, when it comes to Yom Tov, Shechal B'Shabbos, Ain Suffolk. That, there's no doubt. If it's Yom Tov, and that Yom Tov happens to be on a Saturday, Shalavim Omer B'Beis HaMikdash Hashir Shal Shabbos V'lo HaYom Tov. That, for sure, they would say only the Shir of Shabbos, and not of Yom Tov, and therefore that's not an issue whatsoever. Then he concludes as follows. This is quoting the words of the Turi Aven, and here it certainly is the Minchas Chinuch, as he says clearly, Mavur, de Gam Rosh Chodesh of Yomim Tovim, Hayomrim Hashir Shel Oso Yom Hashvu B'Shvua. That according to these opinions, they would even on Yom Tov recite the Shir Shel Yom, which was said on a typical weekday. Ela Shizel Hayomrim. That which was done in the Beis Hamikdash was as follows: Achar Krovos Tamid Shel Shachar. That this was done during the first sacrifice, the Tamid Shel Shachar. But Shir Shel Yom Tov, the special Shir, which was for Yom Tov, which we're not sure exactly what it was. Hayomrim Krevus Karbonos Hamusafin. It was done by the special carbon. Therefore, now we can perhaps understand and answer the question that the Chasam Sofer has on us that are not particular, that we do still say Hayom Yom, whatever, which was said in the Beis Hamikdash, it's not a problem. Shomer Hayom Yom, Gam Yomim Tovim Rosh Chodesh, because according to these opinions, that was said. Not only was the a special shear of Yom Tov, but they would also say the shear of the weekday as well. In conclusion, he says, even those people that disagree with these opinions, Kivandalo Berirulon Behedya, is a shear Amru Bechol Yom Tov. They're not sure what the song was on Yom Tov, even though they held that it was something completely different than that which is done on a weekday. Nonetheless, even they will agree that we can still say on Yom Tov the Shira, which is done during the week, because since on a regular weekday we definitely know what Shira was said, so now that it's Yom Tov, we'll still say that feel as well, because that one for sure was said on that particular day in the week. Wow.